Belinda Himeona is the chief executive of Te Pai Ora WSPA. Now, that is a membership-based organisation representing more than 230 non-profit, community-based social service organisations from around the country. Thank you for joining us on the program, Belinda. Ko Dale tēnā. It's great to have a cordial with you. Tēnā koe. Thanks very much. The not-for-profit organisations, you might paint a clearer picture for those who are unfamiliar with Te Pai Ora. How do you describe the mahi that the organisation does and that you head, Belinda?
Oh, yeah. Thanks. So we are throughout the motu, so we range from Bluff right up to the far north, a whole variety of services, small and large. So we've got single operators as well as really big organisations, but the main focus is on tamariki, whānau, and community work. So all of our organisations, as you said, are not-for-profit and largely funded by government. But the actual mahi, Dale, is services like social work, counselling, residential care for children, employment support, wraparound for mums and babies, services to keep kids in school, some youth justice, kind of keeping kids out of youth justice programs, as well as family violence and sexual violence. So it's a massive range, as well as other areas as well, Dale. So it's a huge and critical areas of social service support.
Tēnā koe. Talk with us about the budget and the organisation and your own personal reaction to it, please, Belinda.
Yeah, sure. But the budget really didn't provide clear direction for the critical social services that whānau need. And I think there was a really mixed bag for children and families. So some of the positives, I don't want to forget that side of things. So I think the disabled people investment was really promising. You would have seen school lunches, which I think will really help kids not go to school hungry, as well as the social investment, which I'm hoping will lead to more community-based service provision, including that for Māori providers and in local services. But I think for us there was a real lack of investment in community services, and I do want to contrast this with Law and Order, which got a massive investment of just about $3 billion, and we didn't see that level of investment in community services. And I think what we've also seen some signalling of ongoing reductions and savings targets for some agencies. Oranga Tamariki signalled kind of a $30 million a year reduction in contracting and service costs, and that is frontline services that are currently being provided in communities. So I think we're worried that families won't be able to get what they need, and it's created a lot of uncertainty in the sector.
And no doubt would result in some people have to having to look for other employer, don't you think, Belinda? I mean, just look at the Oranga Tamariki kaupapa. They're $30 million that they're not spending through organisations represented by your overarching body. I mean, that's a lot of money, and therefore it's quite conceivable that will result in people being marched down the road, eh?
Yeah, I think there is some uncertainty, and I think the sector's really resilient, eh? I mean, you'll know this. We keep going. They're really digging in. We'll cobble together money, and I think we don't know yet the full extent of what's coming, so it might be that it's not so critical, but I think the sector is resilient and they're really focused on keeping the work in happening with whānau that they care deeply about. So we're good at cobbling together money from different sources, but I think if we do see ongoing cuts, we will be seeing less services, and staff are very stressed in some organisations about what's coming.
Are we not creating a rod for our own back here with a lack of investment into vulnerable tamariki, yet building bigger prisons with more beds? It seems like we've got it back to front.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, prevention's always easier, and we are really focused on thriving whānau tamariki in community settings where they can have a great life without having contact with criminal justice. So I think it would be great to see that prevention work that really makes sense to us and works in real life.
So did you have forewarning that this might be the approach, and were the organisations that Te Pai Ora represents cognizant of the changes that were afoot, and how do they prepare or mitigate once they are aware of the extent of the financial cuts that the budget contained?
Yeah, there was some signalling. It has been quite hard because there's so many moving parts at the moment, and we have seen ongoing funding continue in some other areas of government, so that's not kind of across the board. I think the bit is hard when you can see the value of the work you're doing and that those reductions, how they will impact. So there has been some individual signalling, but on the whole, we don't have a clear picture about what it will mean. I think many of our providers work with more than one government agency, so they might have a justice contract, an education contract, and an Ōrangatambi or an MSD contract. But they need to be viable and remain sustainable. They need all those contracts often, so if they lose one, then it does really impact on their ability to successfully complete the others. So I think there is a bit of a viability problem as well. Yeah,
we've had quite a lot of criticism about government procurement processes. They spend billions of dollars, the government, obviously, and where it's spent came under scrutiny, and wanting to encourage more Māori businesses to tunnel for the right to provide services on behalf of the government. It's been sluggish, and that would be kind, I guess, trying to grow that procurement kaupapa for Māori businesses. What about social service provision? Is there a similar situation here? How many of those would be Māori organisations, and are we well enough represented in the model from your perspective, Belinda?
I think the procurement process really needs work, and this is probably across the board. I definitely think for our Māori providers, describing their mahi, getting fairly, fully funded for costs is an issue, as it is for other organisations. So I'd love to see work on the procurement side of things, and especially on outputs. I mean, there's a lot of focus at the moment on showing your results. And this is quite tough when government data is not joined up and when our sector is so focused on delivering the work and not on always counting kind of at the end of the day. So I think there's a really good conversation that could lead to really big improvements. And the other point that I'm sure has come through in your reading is joined up government services. So you often end up with massive duplication across different agencies. They may require different things, and so you end up in this real administrative burden for services, which is really troubling.
Yeah, compliance, constant auditing, whilst appropriate, it appears that, as you say, if there's a duplication of services, whose responsibility is it to identify that? I mean, people would assume that's wastage.
Yeah, I think there's a real opportunity there. And we see a lot of compliance burden that I agree with you. You really want to make sure it's taxpayer funding. You want to make sure you're spending it well and you're accountable for it. And yet the systems aren't always there and they're not joined up. And I'd love to see either new regulation agency or what's coming out of Social Investment Agency could really lean in here and make a real difference to seamless delivery of services. And I agree with you, we need a really strong focus on Māori procurement and also Pacifica procurement, and really getting the most of working alongside and partnering with those organisations to understand and fairly fund the mahi they do.
Well, it's been a pleasure having a kōrero with you. Obviously, there's plenty of work to be done and plenty of kōrero to be had as well. All the best with the mahi on the ground. Thanks for letting our peeps know a little more about Te Pai Ora, Belinda. Ngā mihi.
Thank you.
Thank you. Belinda Himeona, Chief Executive Te Pai Ora, SSPA, Social Service Providers.